Welcome inside the Fantasy Spin presented by Bud Light. I'm Bo Wolf. That's Joe Dolan of FantasyGuru.com. And Joe, let's talk about the Eagles as they bounce back from a disappointing trip to Lambeau Field. Obviously, they will welcome in the Tennessee Titans on Sunday afternoon at Lincoln Financial Field. LeSean McCoy has been maybe not quite what was expected of him as the number one overall fantasy pick in most leagues this season, but he's still been a little bit productive. What do you make of him moving forward? Are you buying low on Shady as a real difference maker come playoff time?
Well, yeah, I'm going to buy low on him, Bo, because you can buy low on LeSean McCoy, frankly. This is a lower cost than I anticipated a couple weeks ago. Actually, I told people to trade for him 2-3 weeks ago when I thought his value was going to be at a low point. Now, things were unfortunate in Lambeau Field. We understand that. The turf was, he was slipping on the turf. He was clearly frustrated. And I think you could take advantage of the fact that LeSean McCoy's owners are maybe a little bit sick of him, to be completely frank, just not putting up the huge numbers that you anticipate. But if you go out and buy him low and you need to fill a running back slot, well, you could maybe come into owning LeSean McCoy and thinking, hey, I'm not expecting what he put up last year. But if he can give me just a little bit more than what he's doing this year with a nice schedule coming down the stretch, then I'm going to win this trade. And I would agree with that. I think you can go get LeSean McCoy now. Chip Kelly said this week that he is sticking with him. There's no reason to think that they're going to go to Chris Polk and or Darren Sproles. So LeSean McCoy is a really nice add as we approach trade deadlines and the fantasy playoffs.
All right, let's talk about the guy everybody is talking about this week, the man who's sort of been festering on benches for the last 11 weeks of the season. Browns wide receiver Josh Flash Gordon, do you plug him into your lineup week one?
Depends on the situation, Bo, but if you've been rolling with like Jeremy Maclin, Demaryius Thomas, and somebody like Kelvin Benjamin, who's been coming through for you for the last couple weeks, you might want to wait a week to see what happens with Josh Gordon in this offense. However, I would view it as a situation where if you had him, you were waiting for him for this week. When else are you going to use him? There's only 4 or 5 weeks left in the fantasy season, and that includes playoffs. So I would be completely fine with putting him in there as a WR3. I think he's somebody who can come through for you in that situation. However, I got to point this out. Brian Hoyer was 20 of 50 this past week. You would expect that Josh Gordon would help that out, but Brian Hoyer has had some of these terrible games so far this year. So understand that you're with a quarterback who you don't really know what to expect anything from. The good news is Josh Gordon came through last year with 3 different quarterbacks, none of whom played particularly well. So Josh Gordon is a guy I view as somebody with upside. If you've been holding on to him and you're still in the playoff hunt, congratulations. Now you get to unleash him.
If you drafted or added Ahmad Bradshaw to your team earlier this season, you got great production, a top 10 running back, but unfortunately suffers that broken ankle. How do you think the Colts move forward without Ahmad Bradshaw? Do you want Trent Richardson? Do you want Boom Heron? What's the deal there?
Well, Trent Richardson has been a guy, understandably, that people have been frustrated with. However, I would hope that Trent Richardson would get some of that pass production that Ahmad Bradshaw had. Trent Richardson is averaging 3.4 yards per rush this year, which is very much Richardson territory if you've watched him throughout his NFL career. However, he's averaging 9.2 yards per reception. He's caught a very high number of his targets. This guy's actually a really good receiver. And if he continues to produce in the passing game and gets an uptick in snaps, I wouldn't be surprised if he's actually a pretty strong RB2 down the stretch. I don't think it's going to be pretty, but he might be one of those guys where you don't watch the game, you don't watch him play, and you just take a look at the box score at the end of the day and say, you know what, the numbers were there, I'm okay with Trent Richardson. Boom Heron is a prospective add if you need some depth at running back, but I expect Trent Richardson to come through maybe in that 15 to 20 range at running back, and that's pretty good for a guy who really hasn't been getting it done for you for the last couple weeks.
All right, finally, as we do every week, let's find out your number one waiver wire add or maybe under the radar guy.
It's kind of both. Both, as you know, it's week 12. The waiver wire has kind of totally dried up. Most teams know what they are. But one guy I'm looking at is Latavius Murray of the Oakland Raiders. He had 63 yards from scrimmage on 7 touches this past week, which is insane production for an Oakland Raider running back. Darren McFadden and especially Maurice Jones-Drew have done next to nothing the last couple weeks. In the case of Jones-Drew, he's done next to nothing the entire season. So Latavius Murray, even for an 0-10 team that probably is going to lose its entire coaching staff and perhaps its front office, he might be their best shot to win games now. So Latavius Murray is almost certainly out there on your waiver wire. He is somebody who I think I would take a look at, add him to the end of the bench, and if he comes through on Thursday night against the Kansas City Chiefs, maybe think about him as a flex play down the road.
Joe Dolan from FantasyGuru.com has you covered from every angle for your fantasy football teams. Follow him on Twitter at FG_Dolan. I'm Bo Wolf. We'll see you next week on the Fantasy Spin presented by Bud Light.